his first invention involved a kite, and perhaps his most famous discovery involved one too. We look at the life of the inventor Benjamin Franklin on today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
He was the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence, but a man whose life encompassed much more than American statesmanship. Bob Groh at Independence National Historic Site's Benjamin Franklin Court tells the story of Franklin.
A lot of his inventions came about because he also had acute observation skills. He would look at the world around him and he would start thinking, now how can I do this better?
Franklin's first invention came when he was but a teenager.
At the age of 14, as they were out on a pond in Boston, he happened to have a kite. He's flying the kite while floating on his back, and he saw how the wind carried him across the water. And again, it started him thinking, how can I swim faster if I'm not using a kite?
What resulted was swim fins. Of course, Franklin's most famous experiment involves flying a kite in a storm.
They go out in threatening weather. As the story goes, the lightning hits the end of the kite. The electricity travels down the length of the string, hits the key, and a spark will fly from the key to his knuckle.
The event did prove that lightning is a form of electricity. Some have wondered if the story is fact, and Groh says most details are correct.
The part of the story that isn't true is that he flew the kite. It was actually his oldest son, William, who was 20 at the time when the experiment would take place.
Many of the terms related to electricity, such as positive and negative charges and flow, are a result of Franklin's experiments. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McRae.